All right, so recently there have been big changes in Washington, with President Trump kicking off his presidency with a number of big statements and follow-through on a lot of his campaign promises. Now, on the one hand, this is shaping up to be a very business-minded president, and on the other hand, we're starting to hear about important tariffs and the need to front the money for a border wall. Now, I want to ask you, John, what does this mean for our tax situation?
Well, currently, I think that's up in the air, Tom. I don't think really anybody knows that, including the president.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's talking about reducing our taxable income down as low as 15% or four tax brackets. So that's going to obviously have an effect on things that we're going to be doing in the future.
Absolutely.
We don't know what's going to happen as far as taxes coming in on if he does go through this with banning everything coming into the country and imposing higher taxes. Obviously, a lot of the costs of goods are going to be taxed a lot higher, especially for our imports.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of different things, obviously, that's going to have a big effect on it. Basically speaking, a lot of our listeners have a positive effect on it. They're really happy about it. And on anybody we've talked to in the last couple of weeks from what they've seen so far. But I can honestly see a reduction in the income tax. Going forward, it's going to be hopefully good for investors. Should be good for our retirement accounts.
Yeah,
and we'll have to wait and see what happens. But
yeah.
Again, it's all speculation. We got to protect what we got as well.
Exactly. You know, and I think that's a very important point. And let's actually walk down that path a little bit. So we're sitting here. We're 55, 60 years old. We are getting ready for retirement. Now, our tax situation. I have heard this awesome guy on the radio, John Kelly, and I'm going to meet with him. What would you recommend for the average person coming in? The first things they need to look at to make sure that they are being set up for success as far as taxes are concerned within their portfolios.
Well, obviously, we want to make sure what they're currently in. I mean, do they have Roth accounts? What do they have to set up for tax-free income in retirement?
Okay.
I think that's a big thing. I mean, if we have clients that are set up with some good tax-free accounts like Roth accounts, maybe some tax-deferred IUL products, even like, say, the reboot where we get rid of their taxes and their 401ks or IRAs through Section 7702. I mean, keep in mind, tax-free beats tax-deferred all day long.
Always, always.
Because tax-deferred, all that means is somebody who's just deferring the taxes to some point in the future.
Exactly.
So we can do some good planning where we can convert a lot of them assets that are currently taxable to tax-free down the road, it'll be better off, and then we really don't care what happens with the tax rates.
Exactly, and when planning for retirement, obviously tax-free is always easier as well. I can imagine the person looking at a 401k or an IRA, whatever you may have, $1 million, they're thinking they're ready for retirement. They're not actually looking at $1 million of usable income there.
No, because the way it's currently set up right now, it's about $650,000.
There you go, yeah.
All a 401k is an IOU to the government. And you have a partner on every dollar you put into that 401k, because in the future, when you pull that out, he's going to be sitting there waiting for his cut.
Exactly.
So just keep that in mind when you're saving in these 401k plans.
Exactly. And folks, if you'd like to connect with John Kelly to look at your own tax situation, see maybe how you could set it up to be more advantageous as you begin to head into retirement, give us a call, as John is offering a complimentary consultation. We do have a few slots left on our calendar this week, so call on in, take advantage. The number's 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So we're talking about how taxes could affect us either for the positive or negative over the next few years. Sounds like we may not quite know just yet. Sadly, that's a more common thing than not, John. But let's look at inflation as well. What are your thoughts on inflation as we head into this new administration?
Well, I think we're going to see a little bit more of inflation. I think we're going to see the reins release a little bit on interest rates.
Okay.
Interest rates going up here very shortly. Especially for mortgage rates and things like that.
That's right.
And we really have not had a lot of inflation over the last 10, 15 years in this country. In fact, it was 3 out of the last 8 years where there was not even a cost of living adjustment for Social Security.
Mm.
So in this year was 0.03%.
That's right. Yeah, abysmal.
Yes, we've been really, really low. But I can see that inflation word coming more and more prevalent here in the next 5 to 10 years.
Okay. Very important. Now, what about healthcare costs? I know I'm kind of hitting you from a couple of different angles here, but obviously a new administration, there are a lot of changes that people really wanted. Obviously, we have a new president, a new party in office. Now, healthcare costs, what do we need to be looking at here potentially over the next few years?
Well, I mean, I hope they go down. I mean, healthcare costs in this country have gone way out of control.
Yes.
I mean, And we hear it all the time, even on the news, in states like Arizona, where they went up 108%.
Gosh, yeah.
I mean, people are paying mortgages now for health insurance. I mean, something has to be done.
It does.
It's just a matter of what are we going to get done, and when can we get it done? I mean, the sooner the better. I mean, like I said, I know you got a young family out there. They're paying almost $1,200, $1,300 a month for health care.
Yeah, it's just not sustainable.
No, and I mean, because interest rates, it doesn't matter what interest rates are, incomes are not keeping up with that.
Exactly.
You know, we're not getting that kind of cost of living adjustment in our paychecks.
Well, and I suppose the healthcare costs are really going to matter for folks who aren't quite on Medicare yet, but may be off of employer-sponsored health programs where they're having to pay out of pocket.
Absolutely. I mean, and even the ones that are on the group plans, I mean, a lot of these companies now are passing on these rate increases to the employees, and they're going through. In fact, I met with a woman there the other day. She's paying $600 every 2 weeks out of her paycheck, and that's on a group-sponsored plan.
Gosh, wow, that's incredible. That's incredibly high. Yeah, so definitely something we need to be looking at then over the next 4 years. Obviously, we want to be successful in retirement. We want to use our funds wisely, and healthcare is an aspect of retirement planning that you discuss with folks when you meet with them, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we have a whole team here in the office that work with it. We have a specialist here in the office that deals with strictly with the healthcare. I mean, we don't spend a lot of time on it myself personally, but we have an agent here who helps people get into the marketplace, who mm-hmm. spends some time on their plans, try to get them the best plan available within their budgets. So I mean, that's why we try to divide everything up here. Like, so we have a fiduciary on staff in here who handles all our investment sides. And we have an estate planning attorney who sets up our clients with their wills and trusts and powers of attorney, make sure that's taken care of. And I think that's the most important thing about working with us. Whatever we can do, we can generally help our clients when they come on board.
Exactly, exactly. And folks, once again, we're talking with John Kelly, who serves the Chicago area. If you'd like to connect with him and his team, the number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So a lot of new changes coming down the pipeline for sure. Things we most certainly need to be prepared for as we prepare for retirement. Now, let me ask you about this, John. Fees and commissions. There was potentially a big change coming this year with the Department of Labor, which is potentially being delayed. Isn't that right?
Well, they're talking about it. It could be huge. I mean, but either way, it doesn't really matter for our clients and our listeners out there.
That's right.
It's just a matter of who they're dealing with. And I think that's the big thing. One thing about the way the market's going right now since the new administration has taken office, even since back in November, I mean, the market's been up almost, 2,000 points?
Yeah.
The Dow hit over 20,000 there last week.
Incredible.
So you could, for a lot of our listeners, in fact, we had a lady came in here this week. She's retiring in a couple of years. A lot of our listeners, once they reach 59 and a half, a lot of them don't realize you can actually move your 401ks and lock in the gains.
Mm.
And you want to talk about a perfect time to do it when the market's at its all-time high.
That's right.
You know, you still contribute for the next 3 to 4 or 5 years, but at least you're not going to lose 30-40% possibly like we did in 08 or even after 9/11, where it takes 6 years to make that money back. So if you're coming close to the end of the ball game here, we always say you're on the 5-yard line. You definitely don't want to fumble this close to the end zone.
Exactly, especially when, I mean, you said it just earlier, the Dow is sitting here screaming at 20,000. And you know as well as I do, I mean, the Dow, it runs up and down. And absolutely, I agree with you 100%. What a better time to convert some of those funds over, especially if you're within the retirement red zone.
And I mean, you can still contribute, you still go forward the next 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
But as long as you lock in them gains, you know, you sit down with a fiduciary, sit down with a person who has your best interest in heart, and put a game plan together. I mean, that's the most important thing, is get a game plan in place. So, Tom, this is why we like to offer to our radio listeners, come on in for a free consultation. We'll sit down with them and do a complete Social Security maximization report for them. We'll show them how to maximize their Social Security benefits. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for them, or we'll show them how to make sure they match their income for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also do a portfolio analysis. We'll sit down with our fiduciary here in the office, Johnny Heron, and he'll do a complete portfolio review for them, see what their fees are, see what they're currently doing, how their advisors are performing, what they're getting paid. And then for any clients to come on board, we always, with $250,000 or more, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for financial and health care. And then we also, for anybody who comes on with over $500,000, we provide them with a complete family trust for both them and their spouses with all the necessary powers of attorney. So give us a call.
That's fantastic. So folks, the number to reach John Kelly and his team who serve the Chicago area is 800-477-1135. And remember, this is a courtesy service being provided at no cost. This is just to help educate and enlighten. So call on in, leave your name and best contact method because we are in the studio here. But as soon as we get out, we will give you a call back to set up a time that works with your calendar, get you going on the right track to and through retirement. Folks, number again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when we return, we're building your financial house. Make sure it's got the foundation and support it needs. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
It's time for a financial definition. Inflation risk describes the uncertainty of the future real value of an investment after accounting for inflation. If your investments aren't matching inflation, you're losing buying power. We call this losing money safely.